You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to be talking about four ideas that you can use to quit a job you don't like. Now, I do want to have a quick disclaimer here. If you're trying to build wealth, if you're trying to make money, be rich, whatever you want to call it. Now, I want you to make sure to understand that you're going to do things, you're bound to do things that you don't like. If you want to build wealth, if you want to be successful, the difference between people that are successful and people that are not successful is that the successful people understand part of their days are comprised of things that they don't like to do, they don't want to do. And just because they have the discipline and the ability to push through those moments and those tasks, they are able to amass wealth. They're able to make more money to create more value than other people. Now, with that said, if you are somewhere where you don't really feel like you belong, where you have anxiety when you walk in, where you're always stressed out, when you know that you're doing something that is absolutely outside of your scope, then here are some ideas that you can use to change your path to make sure that you are revitalized again, that you're ready to hit the ground running when you wake up in the morning. All right, first thing, if you have any rooms available in the house, start an Airbnb business, clean it up, make sure that it looks great because there's some rooms on Airbnb that can go for $20 to $30 a night, and there are some rooms or homes that can go for even $200 a night, $300 a night. So if you have a certain situation at home, say, oh, well, I tried in the past and I could only make $25, $30. Rethink your strategy. Go out and buy things to make your place look better. Make sure that you do better marketing, take better pictures, ask for more. Make sure to really maximize your opportunity with your Airbnb property. If you don't own one, go online, find out who's renting homes. Maybe there's some old people that are trying to rent a home. You can reach out to them, say, hey, I'm going to manage your property. There's a ton of courses online that you can take to make sure that you can have a very, very good Airbnb business without even owning a property yourself. Point number two is to go on Upwork. Guys, I am so mind blown. Sometimes people contact me, tell me that they don't have money to start a business. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you in school? Are you working? And they maybe tell me, you know, like I have a part-time job or I'm only in school. I don't have a job. I'm like, man, that extra time, there are so many hours in the day. Even if you have a full-time job, you can still use your, you know, 4 to 5 to 6 even hours after work, before work, to sell your skills, monetize on your skills. You have some skills that some people need. Now, if you have specialized skills, let's say you're a graphic designer or you're an accountant, that's a complete different story. You can even charge more for those skills. But even if you don't have any crazy out of this world skills, you can still sell your free time. Maybe you can do data entry online. There's so many things that you can do online for other business owners that can help you save some money to start your side business and then quit your job. Another example is to open a dog walking business. See, there's a lot of apps out there that allow you to do that. But even if you don't want to use an app, print out as many flyers as possible, put a nice picture of you with a bunch of dogs, show people that you're a dog lover. Remember that dog owners want to make sure that they leave their puppies with the right people, of course. But that aside, make sure to get people to see that you are a trustworthy individual and start booking walks. Just make sure to fill up your calendar with things that can make you money. Point number four, open a condo cleaning business. I got a friend of mine. She's been in the condo cleaning business for about 5 to 6 years now. I remember when she first started out, it was only her. Told her, hey, there's an opportunity here to deploy 4 to 5 or even 10 people on the territory here in Toronto. There's so many condos. And remember at the beginning, she's like, dude, I don't know how to do that. I was like, well, start taking people with you, train them on the spot, train them on the site. And then when they're ready, when you know that they're ready and they're trustworthy, then start giving them access to other condos and really expand. Right now, she has a team of about 12 people. She's making, I think, about $15,000 to $20,000 a month in sales. This is an amazing story of someone that started from scratch, thought that she was going to only make 10 to 15 bucks an hour, and now she's making well above that with a team of people, and she is the only manager of that team. So it's a lean startup, basically, but it's working very, very well for her. These are just some examples, guys. You want to start thinking out of the box, because what I'm telling you right now in 2020 may even be obsolete in 2022. So the idea here is not to just get one business model and run for it for the rest of your life. I want you to start connecting the dots. I want you to look at other things around you and see the opportunities for yourself. Once you're able to do that for yourself, you're never going to be broke, because that mentality, the mentality of finding out what's the need out there and try to fulfill that need, is what's going to make you money. It's what's going to allow you to be successful in the long run. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and until next time, up your game.